broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 12th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, needs to be the order of the day, to say the least. Wow, there's a lot going on in the news, I'm telling you what, right now. The amount of news we cover on a daily basis is out of this world. If we as individuals and as a nation don't repent, you can expect it just to get worse and worse and worse. That's the headline. We got to return to God, family, and country, folks. Wow, we're melting down in divisions everywhere. We talked about who's worse for Donald Trump. Hostile, dishonest media or the never Trump Republicans, huh? To work against Trump at this point seems to us like it's only going to result in literally promoting abortion on demand, homosexuality, open borders, a Supreme Court that'll persecute Christians for decades to come, etc. Sam Bushman wrote an open letter to Donald Trump with his 22 debate suggestions. It's amazing how many of them were taken in the last debate. I think I was the only one to write a direct open letter to Donald regarding suggestions of what he needs to do in the next debate. But literally so many of those that I published about a week before he went to the debate stage for the second debate, so many of them he took. And Donald, I appreciate you for listening and taking my advice, my friend. U.S. newspapers overwhelmingly favor Clinton. None of them back Donald Trump, writes Russia Today. We also talked about the new leak shows even greater ties between the mainstream prostitutes and Hillary Clinton. Wow. Bombshell revelations in Hillary's speeches, says Joseph Farah. Bottom line is you've got open borders, all kinds of stuff by Hillary. Statements that say, you know what, you got to have a published public statement and then a private statement. And on many issues, those can be totally different. Wow. And no one seems to care because Donald got involved in some lewd talk about women. Well, the women that say Bill Clinton raped them say, well, Donald's talk is bad, but not near as bad as Hillary and Bill's actions. Wow. What was once controlled by the moral and the ethical standards of the people we now seek to handle by public law. And so the statutes multiply, enforcement agencies grow. It's out of control. We also talked about Arizona Senator John McCain. Talks about, in addition to my well-known differences with the Donald on issues, I can't endorse the Donald. Utah Representative Mia Love says I can't endorse Donald. The revolt from the Republican Party is beyond imagination. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman rejecting Donald Trump. Radio talk show Hugh Hewitt, for the benefit of the country and the party, and for his own good, Donald Trump should withdraw. The bottom line, though, is the little people have had enough, not just here, but in America, too, says Nigel Farage from over the pond. Wow, that was only 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It's amazing how much we talk about on this program, isn't it? It's just amazing. All right, without further ado, our guest, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Sam, thanks for having me back.
Now, what do you think? You got an unprecedented amount of Republicans literally jettisoning the Donald. Now, I'm not for Donald's comments. I talked for a long time about how ill-advised, how wrong they are and were. I'll never make excuses for them. However, Hillary is like that times a thousand.
Actually, there are reports of her even back in Arkansas when there were some retarded kids lobbying for some kind of government assistance, I guess. And they were in the state house, and probably in the one of the main areas. And anyway, she told one of the aides to get those effing retards out of here. Now, this is the Democrat that heads the party of compassion. Well, one of the Proverbs tells us that the compassions of the wicked are cruel indeed. And that seems to sum up Hillary Clinton. And we've discussed her before. I think Donald Trump is the luckiest guy in the world to get her as an opponent, because she's just over the top into the tank for the left. She's been there ever since she was in Chicago. She was a friend of Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, the book was about how to take down the United States so you could build a communist regime on top of it. He described himself as a University of Chicago professor as a small C communist. She wrote her thesis about how groovy his thinking was and his Rules for Radicals. And this is the woman that is preferable to a guy with a potty mouth, who every time there's some, but right now there's some hurricane relief on its way in some semis from Donald Trump sends these trucks down. He did it after Katrina. He's done it after other such events. Meanwhile, the Clintons set up a charity, a nonprofit, maybe would be better to call it, in Haiti. And among other problems than the money just not getting there, because apparently it got diverted somewhere else, I can't think where, the medicines that were being administered had been diluted. These people are so evil.
And the mainstream press knows every bit of this, though. And what's fascinating to me is these mainstream press people are the ones that put Miley Cyrus on the stage, literally salaciously dancing with a male anatomy body part on stage, and then they're going to criticize Donald for some. I'm not suggesting Donald's talk is okay. I'm against that. I'm just telling you, these are the people that are going to hold Donald like that and say, "Hey, we're just, this is abhorrent. We can't imagine speaking that." Then these are the people that put a little girl on stage like that and accept this. You used to not even be able to say pregnant on TV, sir.
I'm hardly of the opinion that nobody would even nominate Donald Trump to be elder in my Presbyterian church. But for goodness sakes, there is a difference between a guy who still talks like he's in the eighth grade and somebody who has savaged women who had the misfortune of having dalliances with her husband. She's an enabler of a serial adulterer, and she doesn't care what happens to them as long as they're politically taken out and they have a testimony that's not going to be believed. This is the friend of women. For anybody to defend Hillary Clinton on the basis of the, quote, woman's vote, oh, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, there's so many things to talk about here. The Republican Party, believe it or not, is overwhelmingly melting down over this. And I bring this up because it's surprising to me, really. Not that I accept Donald's comments at all. Okay. However, you're seeing a revolt in the Republican Party like I have never seen before. Rush Limbaugh is saying Republicans don't want to win.
That may be true. We've certainly seen what happens, Sam, when they have won. I still cannot forget that the Republicans campaigned in 12 and in 14, give us control of the Congress and we're going to get rid of Obamacare. Well, they were given control of the Congress. The Senate went Republican after the 2014 election. They then had the opportunity to defund Obamacare. The president was threatening various fiscal retaliations, but the Republicans that had made those promises in the election campaigns knew that Obama was not going to take it lying down. It would produce a confrontation, all well and good. That's the way the system is supposed to work. And they had the votes to simply take the money out of the budget. By the way, the Obamacare is, as we are increasingly finding out, anti-Second Amendment. Oh, you have a mental diagnosis? Kaboom, give us your guns. And it's being implemented through the Veterans Administration as well as Obamacare. Serious stuff.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one immediately. Liberty Roundtable Live, I want to talk about the Republican Party melting down a little bit, talk about third parties growing, some shocking details in seconds on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian, and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, gunowners.org, Gun Owners of America, become a lifetime member as I am today. Now, Rush Limbaugh says Republicans don't want to win. He says the Republican Party has tricked him for years. Wow, interesting admission for the former water boy to the Republican Party. Now, Eric Trump, who was on this broadcast just the other day, Eric Trump says the mainstream media are doing everything they can to prop up crooked Hillary and to downplay the incredible surge happening across the country for Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump declares war on Tuesday on GOP, who have turned against him, and he vows to campaign as he sees fit. Trump says, it is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me so that I can fight for America the way I want to. USA Today says GOP abandons Trump in historic numbers. 26% of Republicans, governors, and members of Congress will not back Donald Trump, according to a USA Today survey. That is massive. They say there's no precedent in American modern political history for that much in terms of great numbers, simply unwilling to support their nominee. It shows that Trump will have to wage a national campaign without the fleet of surrogates and others who have supported past presidents, and it illustrates how hard it will be for the GOP to rebuild if Donald Trump loses. Wow, what do you think of that, Larry Pratt?
Well, I think I would take issue in part.
Yeah, remember, this is the USA Today, a liberal rag, right?
Yeah, right. The idea that there's no precedent means they apparently were born well after the Goldwater campaign, when the Republican Party went on strike, as it were, against the Republican nominee, the one that had been chosen by the duly elected grassroots delegates at the Republican convention. And the Republican poobahs sounded much the way they sound today and left Goldwater kind of hanging in the lurch. Something similar was going on with Reagan. They were embarrassed about Reagan. By the way, that's something that, just as an aside, the polls, I don't think, have any way of handling that a lot of people are embarrassed, as they were under during the first, particularly the first Reagan campaign, to admit they were going to vote for that dunce. Well, there's a lot of people today, I think, that are embarrassed to admit that they're going to vote for Donald Trump, because after all, we all know what kind of a jerk he is, right?
Yeah, and see, that's the problem the mainstream press has created, is they make it to where nobody really wants to discuss that they're willing to back Donald Trump. I've clearly said I'm against Trump's comments. A lot of things about Trump concerns me. I have endorsed a third party, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, for president. That's who I've endorsed. However, I submit to you that, you know what? A vote for Trump is a vote for everything evil. A vote against Trump is a vote for everything evil if you vote for Hillary. Donald Trump is far from perfect, but a lot that he says that he would do would be really good for America. And so if you want to vote your conscience, in my mind, vote Daryl Castle, Scott Bradley. If you think it's a binary discussion, though, Trump is your only reasonable choice.
Yeah, it strikes me, as unhappy as I am with Donald Trump, and Gun Owners of America has yet to endorse anybody, but I'll tell you personally, I'm going to go in there kind of dragging myself, and I'm going to pull the lever for Donald Trump, because with all of his many, 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 many flaws, I don't think he wants to destroy the country. I think Hillary Clinton does, because she is a hardcore Marxist. She is ideologically committed in opposition to everything that America stands for, and Donald Trump, he's kind of a liberal Democrat from New York City. That's been his environment that he's been in for all his adult life. And that's not good, but it doesn't mean, nor does it seem to indicate in his case, that he's actually a committed enemy of the United States.
Well, in a lot of what he claims, I mean, his pro-life stance, yeah, his desire to protect the borders and have tariffs, his desire to surround himself with Supreme Court nominees that make sense, the people that he's surrounding himself with are quite impressive. There's a lot to like, even though there's a lot to be concerned about, right?
I must say, I saw his son, Eric, following the vice presidential debate.
Yes.
And frankly, I'm sorry we didn't have the opportunity to nominate him.
There's no doubt the sons of Donald Trump, Eric Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., and we've interviewed on Liberty Roundtable both of them, just absolutely stellar gentlemen, sir.
Eric had the issues of the campaign, and within 15 seconds, he could go through a list and comment briefly on each and every one of the key points at issue in the election. And it's much the list that you have just pointed to as well. these are very serious issues. And while it's not pleasant to have to vote for somebody that speaks the way Trump does, I mentioned a minute ago, this is not an election for an elder in my church. This is a guy who, let's put it this way, somebody said, well, if you're being attacked by a vicious dog and all you've got to defend yourself is a crooked stick, that crooked stick's going to look pretty good.
Well, there you go. I agree, though, that his sons are tremendous people. I've interviewed a lot of the top surrogates and leaders for Donald Trump, Stephen Moore, a well-known guy on finance and everything else, economist.
Right.
Right on down to Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr., several other people. The list just goes on and on. However, I bring this up to say, you know what? He's surrounding himself with a lot of the right people, Larry. He really is.
That is a very pleasant surprise. And while I've had my differences with Mike Pence, that he would choose this conservative governor of Indiana as his running mate, with all of the other Republican leadership types that were available and known at the national level, that was a very pleasant development.
By the way, how is Mike Pence on our right to keep and bear arms?
Mike Pence has been very good as a member of Congress, hasn't been too much of an issue in Indiana. Indiana's pretty much a pro-Second Amendment state where they've pretty much resolved a lot of these issues. But when he was in Congress, he absolutely voted for the Second Amendment. So the choice of Mike Pence was a very good sign, I thought, that Donald Trump would pick somebody like that.
Well, in his proposals for the Supreme Court, he's named about 20 people so far. And compared to who Hillary put on the court, it's striking, the contrast,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it really is. And even there, we might have a difference or two with one or two of those judges, but that's kind of inside baseball compared to, as you point out, the stark difference. Do you want the Soviet presidium being nominated, or do you want the list that Donald Trump has put?
Now, here's what's fascinating to me. They're criticizing Donald Trump's locker room talk, which, again, I understand and I disagree with it as well.
Of course.
However, they literally, there's allegations by four women right before the last debate saying, you know what, Bill Clinton raped me. Hillary Clinton literally backed a rapist of a 12-year-old girl and got him off the hook and then mocked her and laughed at her. Okay. And literally, the mainstream press isn't even discussing it. And Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton aren't even denying it anymore.
It's wonderful.
But yet they attack Donald Trump. I can't comprehend this.
It's just so wonderful to be a Democrat, and the fact that a guy with a potty mouth sends them into vapors, whereas a rapist is something to be overlooked.
But they're not even denying rape anymore.
No. When we get back, let me put a little cherry on top of this discussion.
You got it. We'll do more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A January 2015 Clinton campaign document leaked by the hacker Guccifer 2.0 to The Intercept described how the campaign would manage public perceptions of the candidate by planting selected stories with friendly journalists. "We have had a very good relationship with Maggie Haberman over the last year," recalls the memo. "We have had her tee up stories for us before and have never been disappointed. While we should have a larger conversation in the near future about a broader strategy for re-engaging the beat press that covers Mrs. Clinton, for this specific purpose, we think we can achieve our objective by going to Maggie." The specific project outlined in the memo was a series of articles depicting Clinton as a profound and introspective decision maker, as demonstrated by the process of deciding whether to run for the presidency. The Intercept observes that a few months later, after Haberman, who had been a contributor at Politico, was hired by the New York Times, she published two stories dealing with that subject, albeit in a fashion that might have been a touch less worshipful than the campaign had intended. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In response to a question posed by CNN personality Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump denied that his controversial statements in 2005 constituted a confession of sexual assault. "No, I didn't say that at all," declared Trump. "I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly I'm not proud of it, but this is locker room talk." Asked a follow-up question by Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump denied that he had ever kissed women without their consent or grope them without their consent. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt riding shotgun on Liberty Roundtable live today. Wow, I can't talk. Strange. Liberty Roundtable, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. I think you need to become a lifetime member today. Donald Trump just tweeted out a story with just two words. Wow. Unbelievable. What are we talking about? Kyle Becker writes an article, and this kind of relates to the icing on the cake that that Larry Pratt's going to put on this discussion here. They say Donald Trump's a man of many words. Some might call him verbose, that's for sure. But when Trump tweets out a story that just says, wow, unbelievable, and that's all he says, you know it's serious. Where there's smoke, there's fire. We're talking about a lot of the email discussions, and a lot of it has not had a lot of impact. It's been, you know what, it's bad, but not that big a deal. It's getting worse. Another damning revelation from the WikiLeaks hack. Clinton campaign spokesman, they're literally in touch and in bed with the Department of Justice. So if you don't like the discussion about sex, fine. What about a candidacy in bed with the Justice Department? Scary, to say the least. You were about to put a cherry on top of this discussion. Literally, you got rapists running for the White House again. And the first go-round for Bill, they ignored them. But now, I don't think you can ignore it. When four women literally beg to be heard, Donald Trump gives them a voice. They literally say, he raped me. I'm prepared to prove it and provide information, and I want my day in court, etc. The mainstream press doesn't even really cover it. They just mock the women, calling them tramps and everything else. And then on top of that, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton don't even deny it anymore. They're just like, so what? Larry.
If the women that are being written off as floozy and tramp were accusing a Republican, there would be a breathless array of microphones listening to every word those women had to say, and it would be taken as gospel. There is a double standard involved in dealing with the left and with Democrats in particular, to the point that, as one of my favorite talk show hosts says here in Washington, were it not for double standards, the liberals wouldn't have any standards at all. And that's
wow.
What we're seeing. That's what we're seeing right here. It's just extraordinary.
But again, it goes back to my presentation that I give all the time, Larry. He who owns the media makes the rules. And I'm convinced with the Republicans rejecting Donald and with the mainstream press lying literally about the polls and ignoring rape and everything else, I'm just telling you, I don't see how Hillary can win in that kind of an environment. You put the third ingredient in there. So Republicans rejecting Trump en masse, combined with the mainstream press lying and deceiving and creating a double standard at every turn, literally ignoring rape, and third, out of that election fraud, how the heck can Donald even think of winning?
Well, I'm not sure what we're looking at, but there are things going on that strike me as indicators that it's not the way the media is trying to portray it, as if there's some kind of massive upheaval within the GOP against Trump. On the contrary, when Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House and a very late-to-the-party endorser of Donald Trump, who's now having his second thoughts, when at that point, at this campaign event a few days ago, people in the crowd began to chant Trump, 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 Trump at a Ryan event. For the Republican establishment to think that they have the keys to the kingdom and that they're going to be able to do what they want regarding Donald Trump, that is not clear at all that they're going to be able to do that. I kind of keep going back to how the polls have such trouble identifying who's going to vote, who's telling them the truth. Are you really going to be voting for that third party candidate, or are you actually going to vote for Trump and you're just...
Yeah, I think you're right, but however, I think the big reason the mainstream press won't deal with this is they want to show the fracture in the Republican Party. And there is a fracture in the Republican Party, but there's also a fracture in the Democratic Party. And what it really amounts to is the insiders are being rejected by the people. They just don't want to admit it on the Democratic side.
You know, that's a fair point. Of course, the Democrat establishment was challenged by an even more radical point of view. Bernie Sanders is this guy is a Bolshevik. Bolsheviks are mass murderers. Let's not forget that. This guy took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union decades ago when they were in the process of killing people like flies. And this is a guy that got a fair amount of that Democrat vote. Yeah, I guess they are unhappy with Hillary Clinton. And I've talked to at least one Democrat that's in my family and can't stand Clinton at the moment because of the lying and of the appearance of criminal activity that is not being dealt with in the judicial system, that were you and I to do anything comparable, man, we'd already had $50,000 worth of lawyering going on to defend us.
Well, if we weren't already in jail.
If we weren't already in jail. Thank you.
All right. Now, why doesn't the gun owners endorse, say, a Daryl Castle and a Scott Bradley? They're solid as could be on the Constitution. They're solid as could be on your right to keep and bear arms, your Second Amendment. Even though they don't have a chance to win, primarily because of the mainstream press, no one can even learn who they are, much less, accept their views or say, you know what, I agree with them and I want to vote for them. It's the mainstream press locking them out of the debates, locking them out of the discussions. You know, if people could hear them in the debates, people might say, you know what, this is a refreshing moral alternative. But it seems like gun owners could back candidates like that, right?
Well, I think it goes back to the crooked stick that I was talking about. The object in this election is to stop Hillary Clinton. She will finish off the American Republic and our Constitution if she is president. The, quote, fundamental transformation, end quote, of America that Obama announced in his first campaign days before his election would be carried out, that which has not already been carried out, by Hillary Clinton. And so the object is to grab whatever crooked stick is available to use it against that vicious dog, not to wait until we have some kind of ideal vicious dog tranquilizer.
No, I can see the point. There's argument that goes both ways. Some say third party is the only way to save America. Others say, no, we got to stand with the Republicans because third party people get no vote. You know what? I see both sides of those discussions, and I guess however somebody feels best, work in that arena because we got to make ground on every front, right?
We're not going to save America and our gun rights if Hillary Clinton is president.
Now, has Barack done a lot to secretly violate our gun rights? I know that there's been shutting down of ammo plants. There's been all kinds of backdoor international stuff. Where do we really stand, and what can be done about it if Trump or somebody's elected that is willing to do something?
Well, I think you've put your finger on one, the EPA making it virtually impossible to obtain lead within the United States for the use of the making of bullets. Another thing that is even perhaps more under the radar is the use of credit mechanisms that the federal government controls to make it more expensive for gun dealers and distributors and manufacturers to get loans for their particular industry. And as a result, it's been very difficult to meet demand. You wonder why we've had shortages. In part, it's because of these federal credit policies that are a tourniquet that's been applied to the throat of the Second Amendment industry. These are the kinds of things that our dear leader has done that he can get away with, even though they're not legal. He told us how he was going to try to do these things, that he has a pen and he has a phone, and he was going to use both of them. Well, he has signed off on many, many executive orders, not just in the Second Amendment area, but in many areas. And one of the things that would be very encouraging would be to see Donald Trump get writer's cramp signing repeals of these umpteen executive orders that President Obama has signed. That would be a really good start. And it also shows the ultimate potential weakness of the Obama approach. If you don't get legislation, whatever you're doing by executive order can be overturned easily.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org. Man, we've really got to stand for our Second Amendment rights, that's for sure. We're going to lose them entirely. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bet you that we haven't seen the rest of this election. I know there's only like 27 days or whatever left, but I'm telling you right now, you think the twists and turns are over? I don't think so. There's going to be a lot more coming out about Donald. People are literally paying millions of dollars to find anything Donald said or done that can add to their, quote, narrative, and that's the way it is. However, I submit to you that your gun rights are in the balance. I personally have endorsed Scott Bradley and Daryl Castle, or I should say Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, because I believe they're the most moral, appropriate candidates for the job. However, they don't stand a chance because no one can even hear their names. In a binary discussion, no matter the problems that Donald has, Clinton's got so much baggage, folks, your gun rights are clearly in the balance. Now, Donald said some things that make me worry about his stance on guns, but with Mike Pence on the ticket, I get a little bit more comfortable. Larry?
Yeah, that was very reassuring, and that was my point earlier, that when Trump actually did pick somebody like Pence, and he could have chosen many, many other people, the fact that he would go to a conservative government, governor in Indiana, who had a record for several years in Washington in the House of Representatives, and who had been an active conservative in kind of conservative leadership in the House of Representatives, that was an encouraging sign. And I frankly was surprised that Trump would come up with somebody like Pence. I was thinking that it would be somebody more mainstream, a Giuliani-type politician. And this was a very positive development, and I think it means that the whatever the very many flaws, and you know, neither one of us have enough time in the show remaining to go through all of Trump's flaws. That was a very encouraging development, and it shows that he understands that this is where he's got to be if he has a chance to win. And I think that was one indication that he probably really does want to win this thing. I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of theories about, oh, he didn't really want to win. He just was getting in this thing to make trouble for the Republicans. Let's assume that's correct. I see Donald Trump as a guy who wants to win at whatever it is he does. He's a very serious competitor. And once he got into this presidential race, whatever his initial inclination, the winning bug has bit him. And I think he's in this to win. And one of the evidences, he chose a guy like Governor Pence to be his running mate.
And I think that's wonderful news. I think the people surrounding Donald look pretty good. It's interesting to me, even Ted Cruz, who you guys did endorse, right?
Yep, we did indeed.
Okay, even with the meltdown there, Ted Cruz took a long time to come aboard, but even with the meltdown, Ted is now standing up for the Donald almost alone.
And I think he probably, and I haven't talked to him, but I think he probably sees the thing the way we do. And he's mentioned that Hillary Clinton had a lot to do with his decision to endorse. Hillary Clinton is absolute, concentrated, undiluted political poison, and we just can't let her get out of the bottle. We've got to keep her so that she can't do any further damage. She she's done a lot of damage. You know, this is the gal that says after four people died on her watch, at this point, what difference does it make? What she didn't want to have examined was, why, Mrs. Clinton, did you order that there not be defensive efforts made to protect the people and defend the people at the Benghazi diplomatic outpost in Libya? Why did you leave them there to die? And I think the answer is that in the soul of just about every Democrat I've ever had to deal with is somebody that believes that self-defense only makes matters worse, and that if we just sort of let things happen, it'll be better than if we actually fight back. And that's why they're for keeping us from having guns here within the United States. They don't like concealed carry. They oppose constitutional carry, meaning carrying a firearm without a government permission. And that's why she, at her State Department, denied the request for reinforcements to defend that outpost in Libya, where they were probably running guns and where they knew it was going to be a target for the bad boys.
You got that right. Kurt, you want to chime in here? To me, it's kind of hard to focus here. On one hand, I want to support Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. I think they're the best candidates. On the other hand, as Larry Wisely has pointed out, hey, you know what? We can't even find out who they are. And if you've got Hillary that's about to, what, steer the ship, be at the helm, you've got to stop her. I don't disagree with that one bit. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, it's a great point, and we've found ourselves in these spots, I guess you could say, for quite a while. States have less of a, like Utah, for example. I'd be surprised if Hillary gets any closer than, say, 20 points to the Donald in Utah. So then those electoral votes will go to Donald there. But there are states where the numbers are pretty tight. I would say Florida and a number of other places where, let's say you are a Constitution Party individual or somebody who wants to vote for the Libertarian to make a point, you know, your vote really may make the difference to get Clinton again in the White House.
And I would say don't pay very much attention to the polls. Right now the polls are showing that Trump is down, and some are even showing 10 and 11 points down. Do you know that days before the election in England to leave the common market, to leave the European Union, it showed a 6-7 point deficit for what they were calling Brexit, leaving the European Union. It won by an almost equal number in the other direction. The polls maybe have trouble identifying who's really going to vote, and maybe they get lied to by that many people. But I also think that since pollsters are people just like me, and they have their own sinful inclinations, they may be putting their thumb on the scale. You know what I mean. And so don't get all out of breath about what the polls are showing. Just go do what you think needs to be done.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, what can people do the most, Larry Pratt, in my opinion, in the effort to stand for our right to keep and bear arms? You know what? Supporting Trump Pence over Hillary is one great idea. Getting involved with third parties and people who would truly stand for our rights is a great idea. Battling at the state levels are certainly important. What do you think we should be doing right now?
Well, one of the things that we think has been very effective, and we've discussed that previously on your show, is if you get our free email alerts, which you can do by going to gunowners.org. If you go to gunowners.org, it's real simple, sign up, get our alerts, and become what amounts to an armchair lobbyist. In a few seconds, you can put the heat on members of Congress. And while it's true that Utah reps generally can be counted upon to be Second Amendment, there's a difference between just kind of sitting in the saddle and actually rounding up the strays and getting things done and really taking point. And even in Utah, there would be room for improvement, and that's why these alerts can be helpful, because it's an encouragement that tells even a good politician that you're willing to send him an attaboy, what amounts to an attaboy. You do the right thing, you know I'm watching, and therefore you better go do the right thing.
Kurt, what do you think? What do you think is the most important thing to do at this point?
You know, I remember years ago when we first got involved in political events, I think it was a presidential campaign, the way I remember it, and people would tell you, well, you know, I mean, you don't really have a chance to make any difference there. You got to work on your local level. So then we worked on the local level, you know, the next campaign. And then they said, man, you know, your local people, they really don't make any difference. You got to work on a national level. And so the bottom line to me is you got to work wherever you can and do whatever possible. Larry is right when he says that, you know, your attaboy makes a big difference when you encourage good there. And, man, there's, I guess you could say, a target-rich environment. There's work to be done almost everywhere.
Yeah, good point.
Now, if the RNC withdraws support, and some are claiming that they have now, and they're not going to put any money into the presidential campaign anymore, I don't really understand in modern history how an RNC can just decide not to support the candidate they selected. Is there rules that allow them to do that? How does that all work? And if there's a rift, and a lot of these guys endorse some third party or back somebody else, I don't understand. The party's destroyed. Larry, 20 seconds.
The party, I don't think, really quite knows what to do, because they were not happy with Trump. Now they've got to back him. They just can't get it through their head what's going on this year.
Well, our hope is in that good, honest Americans will stand and see issues clearly and take action peacefully at the voting booth and more, with educating those around them to provide clarity here, because in my humble opinion, that's what's needed.
Bingo.
All right, my friend, Godspeed.
You too, Sam. Thanks so much.
Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, gunowners.org. Become a lifetime member today, as I am. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.